Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another Just Interesting live stream, the live podcast number 55. I believe it's 55. Is it 55?
Yeah. Podcast number 55. Yeah, live podcast number 2.
Live podcast number 2. We were saying before we started this that it feels like it's been a while since we've actually recorded one of these. I think because we wanted to do this on Friday, so... But yeah, it feels like it's been a while. How are you both?
It has. No, good, mate. Good. There's not too much to add since last week, but it just feels a little bit like there's a little bit of optimism in the air surrounding the world, but mainly the UK. Things are better than they have been in a while, I think. And you know, the sun's starting to come out, and, you know, I think everyone's starting to feel a little bit better. So cautiously optimistic on my end.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And Robin, how are you? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been feeling a bit down lately.
things just look so pessimistic.
The weather's been terrible.
Just really not optimistic about our future, to be honest. I think I've just had a bit of a heavy cold, to be honest. Not been sleeping too well as a result of it. I'm also one of those horrible people who excessive sunshine makes me feel miserable. So, you know, that's where I am right now. Although, actually, Martin's right. People are getting excited, and that's nice. And crowds, where I live, thousands of people out and about, it seems. And most of them under the age of the vaccine program so far. So,
Kids these days.
We're not going to talk about this today, I know. But politics at the moment in Britain is quite an exciting thing. It's almost imploding. I'm there at the sidelines. You know, I'm that dog with the fire going on behind him.
And I've got
a cocktail and sunglasses. Like, yep, let's just enjoy this. Anyway, how are you, Alex?
I'm good. Yeah, not too bad. Speaking of politics, while we're on it, we've got up in Scotland. We've got Scottish parliamentary elections next week, which is pretty exciting. It's been interesting getting. It's the kind of different politics up here, but it's equally interesting, so I've been enjoying that.
And you can vote as a Scot now, can't you? Because you are in fact Scottish.
I am a resident of Scotland. Yeah. But what I want to know more than I don't care how you guys are. I want to know how everyone is in the chat. Welcome everyone. Evertonian 345 says, "What a nice surprise! A Just Interesting stream." Oh, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. But what are we talking about today? Well, in honor of us. Well, that sounds a bit arrogant. I was going to say, in honor of us doing a live stream, I wanted to talk to you about broadcasts and mysterious broadcasts and unsolved mysteries surrounding them.
I thought you were just going to say broadcasts in general and stop
just
there.
Just broadcasts. We're just going to watch TV for the next hour. I mean, we could do. That would be quite fun, actually. Maybe on another stream or something.
Gogglebox, but improvised and amateurish.
Oh, we would be great on Gogglebox. That's what we should do.
But
before we get into that topic, what have you both learned this week?
Well, the deadliest animal in the world. Do you know what the deadliest animal in the world is?
Mosquito.
Mosquito, correct.
I was so close.
And everyone hates mosquitoes, don't they? They spread malaria and there's tons of them. really, and if you're not getting malaria, they're just annoying and they bite you and you end up having a horrible bumpy rash. But mosquitoes can be used for good. And this was the case in Finland a little while ago now. This is quite an old story, but in 2008, around Christmas time. And there was a car thief who was going around stealing stealing cars and also hijacking. I think he was stealing some car radios and stuff like that as well. Anyway, he was quite prolific and he was taking all these vehicles.
I almost want the story to stop right there and for me to fill in the gaps. Because right now,
yeah, like, where's this going?
Exactly,
making a citizen's arrest.
He stole the wrong mosquito stereo system.
Well, he was near Helsinki, the capital, and he stole this car and he ended up dumping the car just north of Helsinki. And the police, I mean, these are pretty good police. You wouldn't get this in the UK. The police searched the vehicle and they found a mosquito in the vehicle. And what they did, this one budding policeman, he thought, wait a second, that mosquito looks a little bit fresh. It looks like it might have just sucked some blood. You see where I'm going here?
Okay.
The police sent this mosquito off. And they managed to get a sample of blood from the mosquito and from that managed to identify who was likely to have stolen the car.
That is impressive. That is cool.
That's some good police work.
So I looked everywhere to try and find a follow-up to see if this person was charged and arrested, but I couldn't find that. But still, I think it's quite an amazing story that they managed to actually find someone from this.
I mean, they found someone. Amazing. He's what he's done there is he's grabbed a mosquito. And he sent it to the lab and they've arrested someone who had nothing to do with it.
The issue is, could the mosquito have bitten someone, taken their blood, and then flown into this car and then gone for a ride?
Yeah.
There's a few issues here, I think. But
presumably that's a new form of evidence, right? And would it be admissible in court? Did the law in Helsinki allow for that kind of evidence?
Can they get a witness statement from the mosquito?
Yeah, well, this particular article ended with the prosecutor must now decide if the sample is strong enough for charges to be pressed. Of course, I looked if charges were pressed, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
So that would suggest that no, it wasn't admissible in court. But an interesting one that people were thinking a little bit outside the box in this one. I wouldn't have thought to try and find a bug and see if it was housing the blood of who could potentially have done the crime.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you can imagine that moment on your standard weekly one-hour detective show.
I was
going to
say,
trying to solve the mystery,
CSI.
Suddenly they have that brainstorm moment. There was a mosquito in the car.
Enhance, zoom in. I can see the blood in its abdomen. Zoom in.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
That's great. That's a great story, Martin. Thanks for that.
That was
Robin,
really good.
Coming to you. What did you learn this week?
Mine's a fairly simple fact. Martin always brings a nice little story, but mine's just a fact. And it's about the oldest musical instrument in the world.
Let me guess.
Can you guess? Yeah. Can you guess?
Is it just your body? Just.
Your voice, your vocals.
I mean, technically, you're probably correct, but that is not, because it's an instrument, so it's a man-made object designed specifically for making music. So I don't think improvised things like banging some sticks count.
How about the didgeridoo?
Oh, that is famously very old, isn't it? Yeah. That is not it. Can you guess? I mean, I'll give you a clue. It is a wind instrument, and it is a simple one, but can you guess the right one? And I'll tell you in 5...
Is it a recorder?
3, 2, 1.
A piccolo.
It's not a recorder. It's not a piccolo. It is a flute.
Oh,
flute.
Regular old
flute.
It's a
60,000-year-old flute.
What? 60,000 years old?
60,000 years old. Found in a cave called Djuja Baba, I think, in Slovenia. Which experts have determined, because of its age and because of its location, I think, that it was made by Neanderthals.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Further proof.
They found this flute. They actually discovered it, found it.
Yeah.
How does it survive that long?
Well, it's a piece of bone. So it's made from the left thigh bone of a young cave bear.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. And it's got 4 pierced holes. I mean, look at them. They're very clearly rounded. Actually, surprisingly uniform holes. They must have used the same tool and been very, very good at drilling these holes. It's clearly a little tiny little flute. With 4 holes, I guess that's at least four notes, maybe five or six. I don't know what the ratio of holes to notes is.
Spiffing in the chat asks a very valid question. Does it still work? Can people still blow on it, or is this no one's tried?
Well, firstly, I don't think anyone should be allowed. They could try a replica. The problem is it does have four holes, but it's worn away at both ends. So the first and last holes are kind of incomplete. So it's only really got two holes, if that makes sense.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So the mouthpiece is worn away, including halfway down the first hole. So a replica might work, but then you'd have to replicate the mouthpiece. And what do we know the mouthpiece would look like? Don't know, because it's worn away. But an interesting kind of side fact to this is that the cave, I mentioned the name of the cave, and I'm mispronouncing it probably, but there's something like Duya Baba, which I looked up what that meant, and its literal meaning is wild women, which kind of through kind of folk etymology, wild women refers to witches. So it was found in the witch cave. Which I just think is also kind of cool. But mostly it was the fact about the 60,000-year-old Neanderthal flute is the oldest instrument in the world.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's something that you can. That's just a little piece of like, oh, you know, bet you didn't know that kind of trivia. That's something.
Yeah,
that's
break out at a party and then make people guess for just a little bit too long, so it gets awkward. It's like, can you guess?
Keep guessing. Sometimes like in the quiz where you have like five guesses each, it's like we're just looking increasingly stupid now.
Just tell us, please. Yeah. So what did you learn this week, Alex?
Well, like you, I've just kind of got a very little fact this week because I was aware that my story last week kind of went on for a bit too long. So yeah, what did I learn this week? Just trying to find it.
He's forgotten what he learned this week, folks. This is how bad things are.
Oh, I think I've closed the wrong
we have
document.
Sunk to. Oh,
oh no, here we go. No,
amateur hour here.
No, it's
just interesting. Live. Oh my gosh.
See, this is the stuff that we'd normally cut out, but we now can't. So everyone can see that I'm the least professional here. No, so I learned an interesting fact about syphilis. what I learned about syphilis this week is that
Alan
it's
Partridge.
Had...
this week, I like a fun fact about syphilis.
And know, today, kids, we're learning about venereal disease.
Alan Partridge is back tonight with a new series.
It is.
Is he?
It is. We're going to miss it.
Yeah, we are, sadly. anyway, sorry, that's not what I learned this week. I learned that syphilis has had many names throughout history. In Germany, it was called the French disease. In France, it was called the Italian disease. In Holland, it was the Spanish disease. And in Russia, it was the Polish disease. And in Turkey, it was the Christian disease. And I thought this was kind of a little bit amusing, just because it really shows you that we are, as humans,
racist
want to blame the other, don't we? We want to blame
nothing
everyone
like a
else.
Healthy dose of xenophobia.
Yeah,
it's basically the Kung Flu. Donald Trump was saying, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing.
The China
virus,
pretty much
the same.
Yeah,
China virus. Yeah,
China virus. Kung Flu. Which yeah.
Another kind of add-on fact was about the Spanish flu, in the 20th century.
It's not
wasn't
Spanish.
Actually didn't actually originate in Spain, but
no, it didn't. No,
they were. I think it was called the Spanish flu because they were neutrals. So they were actually the only ones reporting their cases because other countries at that time didn't want to seem like their armies were diminished because it was obviously around wartime. So they weren't reporting how bad the situation truly was.
Well, that's interesting.
It became known as the Spanish flu.
It was America, wasn't it? It was in...
America was the first actually reported case.
Was it Kentucky? No.
I think it was.
Of course it was. Was it from animals then or something? Like a farmer in Kentucky?
I imagine so.
I don't know that much, to be honest. Yeah. You've gone beyond my knowledge there.
Yeah, we always do this. One of us always asks a question that goes just beyond the scope of whatever fact we've brought. And we're like, we don't know this. We're not experts.
It was
every single
Kansas
time.
Had the
Kansas,
first...
Kansas, got the K.
The first death, reported death from the disease.
Ah, okay. Of course it was America.
So, there you go.
I don't know why I said that. I thought when you said that it was called the Spanish flu because they were neutral was like if it had been the Second World War, everyone would have called it the Swiss flu because everyone's just like, let's pick on the neutral country because they're not going to fight. Yeah, they're not going to complain, are they?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
I thought that's where that story
was
going.
Who knows? But I found that interesting and very kind of human behavior. We just just blame the others.
Blame everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, they do that. It came from them. Cool. Well, thank you for that. That was I really enjoyed that this week. I learned this week. Learned some interesting stuff there. So shall we move on to comments of the week? Did any of you in the chat have any questions for us or anything that you, any thoughts on the last podcast or anything that you'd like to say to us? Because now's your time.
Yeah, and
take this golden opportunity to ask us questions live.
I mean, Camera Shy Coco, they've intrigued me in the chat. They say, I do Irish drumming on my belly. So
Bodrum
tell
style.
Us, tell us a little bit. Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Well, in last week's video, there was a comment from Wabbit Hunter, who says, I believe that there was an earthquake on the island a day after Prince Philip died, so the islanders think his spirit has returned. Ooh. I had a quick look, and yes, in fact, there was. And so I don't know whether there might have some kind of ceremonial significance as a result of that, but an interesting one that they might think that he's returned as a result of that earthquake. But then I think that they've had like 3 or 4 earthquakes since, so quite an earthquake prone part of the world perhaps.
Wow,
that is interesting.
Maybe they're right all along, and that Prince Philip is their god, and his spirit did return to the island. Who knows,
we were so naive thinking of him as a mere mortal, but he is actually a god. There's a comment on last week's podcast as well from Razmataz 1974, which is a great name, who says, hi guys, I'm a physics teacher / professor, so I usually listen to your podcast while marking exams. Nice to hear about the recent Muon G2 experiment, which we mentioned in This Week I Learned. So that was cool. And then Razmataz also corrected a mistake I think we made. I can't remember when we said this, but they said, by the way, the Aztecs are from North America / Central America, not South America. So we, at some point in the podcast, we must have implied or said that Aztecs were in South America. So thank you for correcting that.
Embarrassing. Yes. Who was, I mean, was it the Mayans then that was South America, or is it?
Weren't they Mayans around Mexico, weren't they? A lot of the Mayans.
Yeah, so I think in descending order.
Incans, sorry.
Yeah, Inca from South America and the West. Western South America is the Inca Empire. And I think Mayans are the northern tip of South America and into Central America. And then, Aztecs are Central America above them, I think.
We should probably look this up before speculating.
We should probably say this kind of thing. Yeah.
Thank you for the correction. I think it's important that we do get corrected, and we don't say everything right. but I'm glad that they enjoyed the podcast though, and they
we have got some questions in the comments. I think if you want to talk about them before we move on to the subject of today's podcast, Peaswad says, "Is the rumor true that you guys have a Discord for Patreon users?" yes, it is true. Admittedly, I have not been very active on it because Discord is something that's just not quite on my horizon, but it's there and we do frequent it. Well, okay, we're on it.
I go through and read a lot of the comments. Like it's quite nice how I actually really like that there's this kind of small community on there now.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Of the regulars. Yeah. It's it's really nice. And obviously Peaswad's over there. So
Peaswad's there, very active. Yeah.
Yeah.
The life and soul of the party, as always.
Maybe we could talk about R89's comment, who is very nice. They say, one of the things that annoys me is that you guys are so underrated. Before YouTube did what they did with conspiracies, you guys were popping. But if anyone from management actually watched your videos, they would see that you were just explaining the conspiracy and Robin would shut it down gracefully.
Oh, that's
you did. You did shut them down gracefully, Robin.
Oh, I'm glad it was graceful. It's always a source of sadness that we were taken too much at face value. You pick the wrong name and people judge the book by its cover, don't they?
Yeah. Lots of conversations / arguments with representatives from YouTube, but alas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you move and you grow, you know. You got to just keep going.
Like a child.
Do what you do. Anyway, on that weird reflective note, shall we move on to the main topic of the week?
Sure, yeah. Actually, kind of related to conspiracies, I think we covered stuff like this, didn't we?
We have
back
done
on,
past,
back on
the
old channel, yeah. We talked about the Max Headroom thing. People may remember the 1987 hack where someone with a Max Headroom mask, or a Max Headroom style mask, I can never remember if it actually was Max Headroom or just something that was similar to Max Headroom.
I think it was like an actual Max Headroom mask.
It was.
And they'd put corrugated iron behind them to kind of simulate the Max Headroom
thing.
For those of you who don't know, Max Headroom was like this character invented. Was it an 80s character? Or was it from the 70s?
Yeah, he was an 80s. Yeah, 80s, yeah.
Yeah, he was this 80s computer generate. No, he wasn't actually. He was just a man in makeup.
Yeah, the actor Matt Frewer, who people may remember from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and lots of voice acting in cartoons. Yeah, he was in prosthetic makeup to make him look like a computer generated character.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's very, very odd, regardless of the incident itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But essentially, yeah, like you said, Robin, during a news broadcast, someone basically hacked into it, the broadcast, and it was during the 9 o'clock news. Viewers across Chicago found their broadcast interrupted by a black screen, a wall of static sound, and the sight of someone dressed as Max Headroom. So crazy story. But yeah, I mean, I thought that could lead us into the discussion on more broadcasts, maybe on TV. Maybe on live streams, the weirdest thing to happen live. Maybe something could, would happen on this podcast that can add to our list.
Ooh, I'm about to edit something in.
Something spooky. Or maybe just something radio broadcast or something. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to talk about, so.
There we go.
What ones have we got?
So my one goes back, actually, it's one of the earlier recorded ones, and it comes from here in the good old UK.
Hey.
And it is the Southern Television broadcast interruption. So for those of you who don't know, I don't really want to go into the history of broadcasting in the UK, but a company called ITN, who would now basically ITV, used to broadcast their TV, one of the things in the south of England, as Southern Television. Oh. And so in 1977, on the 26th of November 1977, there was this broadcast on Southern Television, and it was interrupted by a spooky voice that claimed to represent the Ashtar Galactic Command. So this was an alien broadcast.
Ah, okay.
And the person who was broadcasting it, who interrupted, said that humanity needed to abandon its weapons so it could participate in a future awakening and achieve a higher state of evolution.
Hmm. Weird.
Sounds like the Twilight Zone.
And so Randimom 3 says that she'd be terrified, or he would be terrified, if they saw this.
Hmm.
And people were. People were. People in the south of England were alarmed by this. And it made the newspapers here and in America too. And hundreds of people actually phoned in and wrote letters into Southern Television to find out what the hell had happened and you know, what was going on. And unlike today, where we can kind of prove hoaxes, or we can, you know, have a better idea of what's going on, a lot of people took it as read and thought that it was potentially an alien interruption from the broadcast system. Now, it turns out that the frequencies that Southern Television were on at the time made it actually pretty easy to I can't remember the exact terminology, but basically to be able to hack into it and kind of reflect your own broadcast, match the frequencies and amplify your own broadcast over the top of what was going on. So that was kind of what's believed to have happened, and that makes the most sense. But for a while, a lot of people believe that this quite possibly was actually an alien broadcast.
Yeah.
Which is pretty mad. It's pretty mad. And so, of course, they came out and said that it was, you know, it was a hoax and everything else. But, you know, in those days, that kind of information doesn't really get out to the public as easily as it would do today.
No.
You have to be on television at that time seeing the follow-up to hear that it actually was a hoax. So
I was just going to...
Yeah, so, So to this day, they're not sure exactly who this was pretending to to be from outer space. The person was never ever identified, and it kind of, I think it probably opened the door to others, as we may see in your cases, doing this kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I was actually thinking it, but Mamniko Demnos in the chat said, "What about that War of the Worlds broadcast that everyone believed was real?" This kind of reminds me a little bit of that.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah. Famously, the Orson Welles thing.
Farmer shot
something in the sky, didn't they, or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just amazing that these aliens chose the south of England to have their broadcast, however in the world, and the aliens happened to have a British accent on their kind of translation.
Oh yeah.
They've nailed the British accent. They've watched too many movies and seen all the bad guys in the films are British. Although they're actually technically the good guys, aren't they? Because they're telling us to put down our weapons and peacefully coexist.
Yep.
A nice message, though. That's the thing. If it was a hoax, at least it's bringing about a positive message, and that's something that that definitely comes forward in this particular 1977. Broadcast. Mm.
If aliens wanted to get in touch with us and they were like trying to be like, okay, we need to come across as like we're friendly, we want to come in peace, what kind of accent or language do you think that they would speak in to convince us? I reckon like maybe New Zealand accent. They'd be like,
you can't hate someone from New Zealand.
Sound like this a bad guy.
It's impossible. Yeah,
that's true. Camera Shy Coco says that fake news travels way faster than fact checking, which is sadly true, very true. Also suggests Doctor Who, which, yeah, anyone who's watched Doctor Who, all Doctor Who fans know that all the major alien interstellar interdimensional action takes place in England or a mining pit in Wales, whichever one they got the permission to film in that week.
Doctor Who, like the film is mainly Wales.
The Doctor really doesn't believe in any other country. Never visits China. Never goes and hangs out over there for seasons at a time.
No, that's true.
Only cares about Britain. Cool. That's a great story. That's a classic story. That one. Robin, what broadcast did you want to talk about?
Well, mine happened about a decade later, actually, in 1987. But after the Max Headroom thing, which I think triggered a federal law to be passed against hacking satellite channels. I think it's satellite piracy or something was the name of the law, the crime. So on Sunday, September the 6th, 1987, softcore porn on the Playboy channel and the
classic
American Ecstasy XXX channel, Ecstasy, some softcore porn playing on those two channels, was interrupted by a broadcast of text, no voice, just text on screen, laid over the films. So the messages appeared twice on the American Ecstasy channel and once on the Playboy channel. And on the Ecstasy channel, the message typed out on screen appeared over a part of the film where a topless woman was at a typewriter. Which I thought, that's quite witty. The messages were quotations from the Bible, and one of them was from Exodus and Matthew. Thus saith the Lord thy God, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. An appropriate message for a Sunday afternoon or evening, whatever time you're watching the Playboy and Ecstasy channel. The Playboy channel actually recorded the broadcast on VHS. And through this recording, federal investigators were able to find clues to identify the brand of the equipment that was used to transmit this text message and the character generator that was used to make the message in the first place. And they reviewed over 300 satellite broadcast facilities and identified 7 character generator machines that could have done this at 6 different locations with the right kind of transmitter. One of those locations belonged to the Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN. Mm. And there was only one technician on duty. Yeah. And only one technician on duty in the time period when these broadcasts were made, when these hacks were done.
Only one technician at the Christian Broadcast Network.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I see.
And that man was called Thomas Haney from Virginia Beach, I think, in Virginia. He was promptly arrested and put on trial, charged with 6 counts of satellite hacking and piracy. But he protested his innocence, and the jury couldn't decide. This was partly because the investigators were never able to actually trace the point of origin of the broadcast, and they never looked anywhere but the East Coast.
It was just like a bit like, come on, he's from the Christian network. Exactly. It was the Bible on the screen. Come on.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. It's all logical, but actually there's no hard evidence against him. And actually when lawyers for both the prosecution and the defense tried to recreate the text broadcast using the equipment at the CBN that he was supervising, they failed.
Wow.
So they couldn't do it with the equipment that he had. Nonetheless, the jury was sent back to deliberate again, and they did decide to convict him, but on only 2 really? Of the 6 counts that he was charged with.
So what was he sentenced to?
He was sentenced to 3 years probation, a $1,000 fine, and 150 hours of community service. And the funny thing is, I wondered, what happened to this guy, Thomas Haney? And I had a quick look online, and I found him on LinkedIn.
And, no way.
Yeah, according to his profile, he is an engineer for the Christian Broadcasting Network. I think he went straight back to his job.
Still doing it. Oh, man. Yeah. Let's get him on. Let's get him on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll invite him and we can do maybe an interview
We'll see if he wants to. You might not want to talk about it.
But the statute of limitations.
Well, interesting.
It must be over now, surely.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be so good. That'd be so good. So, yeah, so he did this. Oh, you wouldn't expect someone from the Christian networking blah, 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 in 1987 to have the technical expertise to be able to do this, did you?
I don't know why.
You just wouldn't necessarily think that they would be able to do this.
You imagine an 80s hacker, and you imagine like someone pulling on like a Nintendo Power Glove or whatever. Hacker man. I don't know, yeah. You don't necessarily imagine dancer. Like a...
38-year-old.
Someone from the Christian network.
A Christian Broadcasting Network technician who must have been either really bored or really passionate about his job.
Yeah. True. I mean, he must have had to watch the Playboy Channel for a little bit to be able to know where the placement was for this particular...
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, he must have known the movie quite well.
To repent for that one.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So what was your story, Alex?
I'll talk about mine, but following on from that, there have been several stories of kind of the opposite of, like, I think sports broadcasts being interrupted by people playing pornography, play that. That seems to be quite a popular one. I think that's happened several instances over the last decade. The one I wanted to talk about actually isn't a broadcast, like a traditional TV broadcast, but it's actually a bizarre kind of mysterious live stream that was going on for over a decade, and it's kind of become this like internet mystery and this mysterious figure behind it. I want to see what you guys think about this, because it's also could just be a very sad like story. So I don't want to end on a downer, but
it's gonna be really depressing.
But it is kind
get
of this,
your jokes
like,
in now.
It is kind of this internet mystery, shall we say? So the story I wanted to talk about is Chip Chan. Do you remember? We spoke about it on the old channel very briefly.
Don't remember.
I recognize the name, but you're gonna have to bring us up to speed on this one, Alex.
Yeah. So Chip Chan is the name coined by 4chan. For a YouTube creator who has been live streaming around the clock constantly for more than a decade. They operate a YouTube channel and a blog called Mind Control Weapon. And basically, it's from this live streamer who is live streaming herself around the clock. And she believes that basically a man named P, well, I not...
P-double-E.
Just P. I think it's a...
as in Q, James Bond.
Exactly, yeah. Has implanted something in her foot that control basically is like a mind control device. That's why the name of the channel is Mind Control Weapon.
I see.
Right.
So it's quite a strange strange story. Yeah, she claims that she's been implanted with this mind control weapons and also alleges that she's being held hostage by a corrupt police officer known as P. And yeah, she's been live streaming. Yeah, he's a police officer, and she's been live streaming on several sites. I should say, actually, she hasn't live streamed over the past year. So when we filmed that video for the old channel, she was still live streaming. But she hasn't live streamed in over a year.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
However, she has been updating her blog, but no one really knows what her situation is. And that's part of the mystery, really. People don't really know what this is all about, whether what she's saying is true. There are instances on the live streams where you can see a man enters the apartment. And for like most of the day, she's asleep. And when this
most of the day, she's asleep.
When this was first discovered, she was kind of sleeping in a very odd position. She was kind of at her desk, but slumped in a chair and had her like legs on the desk. And some users actually thought she was dead. And they were watching this live stream for hours and hours and hours.
Waiting
for her to see if they could move or try and look at some of the signs that she'd put up to see if they could get in touch with someone who could help. And eventually she did move. It kind of just spawned this mystery of why is this person live streaming 24/7? So over the years, viewers have been able to piece together a bit more information about Chip Chan by reading some of the signs that she leaves in her streams. Okay. And some people have also contacted South Korean police about this lady. She claims she's been held against her will for 16 years. And apparently, according to some sources, her parents died and left her a large inheritance, which one of the theories is that this corrupt police officer is trying to steal her inheritance.
I wonder where this theory comes from. She's decided to just have a room with a bed in it cramped and a crappy webcam.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make logical sense, does it really? But a lot of her behavior has kind of led people to think that she's a paranoid schizophrenic or has some other kind of, you know, mental problem. But South Korean authorities apparently said that they are aware of her and they claim that she's mentally ill. And apparently she occasionally shows up to protest CCTV. Not CCTV as in surveillance, but China Central Television, a news network or a broadcaster.
Right.
And she apparently just takes photos of the police as well. But I mean, this is kind of an ongoing mystery. There's a subreddit about her. Apparently, people have been able to get in touch with her via email, and apparently she's quite responsive. She gets back to people. But I don't know how responsive she's been recently. She hasn't live streamed recently, but she has been updating her blog, apparently.
You know what, Alex? Get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's okay. You can have your camera on. I mean, it sounds sad if she's got some issues. That sounds really sad.
Yeah.
But she's been recording herself or has been being recorded for so long. You think that if she wasn't happy with that, she would just hit the camera.
It's break odd, it. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something.
And presumably, at this point, she's become such a celebrity that the person that she accuses of trying to control her and steal her inheritance is fully aware of the fact that everybody else knows this.
Yeah, it'd be difficult to get away with that now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If this person exists, or is this person in her head?
Mm. Yeah. But I mean, I hope that the indication that she hasn't live streamed in over a year is that she is getting help. But also, apparently some people have said that this is kind of like a healthy outlet for her and that by doing this, it makes her feel safer. And actually, if she is a paranoid schizophrenic, the best way is not to try and get someone to help her, like as in, get her medical attention, because it seems like from people appearing on some of the streams, she does have a kind of support network in place.
She's checking up on her. Not harming anybody, is she? And she's might even be making money out of it if she's monetized her her channel and her blog.
That's one way of looking at it.
I'm not saying that's the reason, that's a reason to do this, but you know, if she's able to turn it into an income source and an outlet for her own psychological problems, if that's what's going on here, then that's actually pretty good.
I don't know how monetized it is if she's only posting on a blog.
Well, Spiffing says she apparently is still posting nonsensical ramblings on her blog.
Right.
That would suggest she's maybe not in such a good place.
Spiffing said that she claims to have been implanted with a mind control weapon at a cartilage bone 3 centimeters off the ankle bone. And she also believed to have a chip implanted under her left eyebrow. And I think her story kind of changed over the years as well. She called it a very chip, was the name that she gave it. And initially it was just something that made her very sleepy. They could like just make her fall asleep. And at random points during the live stream, she would just fall asleep instantly, like at her desk. But then over the years, it became this mind control weapon. I think it's probably that she's just got some kind of, you know, some mental problems. And this is just a kind of way of her kind of feeling safe and less paranoid, maybe. But either way, it's kind of spawned this kind of huge online mystery around her. And the channel is kind of interesting to check out, and also the subreddit as well. It's not that active anymore, but it is an interesting case either way.
I mean, there's almost three options, isn't there? One, she has like genuine issues and problems, and that's very, very sad. Two, she's doing this because it's everyone's interested. She's become a bit of a celebrity and she's making some kind of cash off it and getting some kind of gratification from it. Or three, she is actually chipped and implanted and she's in a pretty bad position.
I mean, is there any merit at all to the original story? People online tend to... There's not much supporting her argument, I would say. There isn't any kind of evidence that she's been...
We've all seen those Alfred Hitchcock thrillers, though. Everyone thinks you're crazy, but actually, you're telling the truth.
There we go.
Just putting it out there. I like... These are interesting because we've got Martin's 1977 early days of broadcasting and kind of a classic kind of potential joke broadcast, a hoax. And then you've got my weird presumed kind of activism broadcast hack. And then Alex's very 21st century version of broadcasting streaming, video on demand. It's still broadcasting, but it's also very personal, and it's interesting how people are able to use things for different ways. Someone to indulge themselves in the joke, someone to espouse their religious views, presumably, and then someone to try to deal with either a perceived or a real threat.
Yeah. It's interesting as we're now in the 21st century with all this kind of live streaming is so prevalent. Like, it's so easy. I remember a few years ago, I think when the shooting happened in New Zealand, was live streamed on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think kind of brought up all this conversation about live streaming and the dangers of it, and how this kind of thing, is it going to become more prevalent? Like these weird, in that case, horrific things being broadcast live. You know, on TV, normally all of this would be cut and not broadcast originally. It was very, very rarely that they would get airtime, whereas now it's so easy for anyone to be broadcast.
You say like, this I guess Big Brother's fairly similar to this woman in her room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too far off, and they put that on TV. I get what you're saying.
I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I mean, if someone, like, going back to that killing spree that was live streamed, that was fantastic evidence for the police. You know, it's kind of like,
I mean, that's
the thing itself what the person's doing on the live stream is wrong, not the live stream itself being inherently wrong, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? It's like banning video games for violence. It's like, no, the individual has to take responsibility for their actions. And in this case, if people are like this woman in Korea, if that's a way for her to send a plea for help, then that's fantastic. Or if it's somebody, an idiot criminal, convicting themselves by providing ample video and audio evidence of their crimes. And there have been burglars who tweeted on social media about something they're doing, haven't they? So I don't know. I think it's all good.
Yeah.
I think it's all good.
I think myself. There's another subreddit actually of like, yeah, criminals doing that, posting stuff on social media and just getting caught immediately because of it.
Oh man, we should do an episode on that. Yeah, it's so good. There were the piles of cash. Yeah. looks legit.
Yeah.
But let us know in the comments if there's any mysterious kind of broadcasts that you've ever encountered, or any weird live streams that you've encountered, or anything you've even heard of that you'd like us to talk about at some point in the future. And what's the weirdest thing you think could happen on this stream, and how can we make it happen? When are you going to dye your hair, Martin?
Oh, well, good question. I will dye my hair if we get up to 500 followers on Twitch this week. There, said it. Disciples, go out and preach. Go and preach about the Just Interesting podcast. Get us up to 500, and my hair will be dyed pink.
Spiffing has a great idea. He says, I'd love for you guys to do a feature where you have to guess which news story is real and two from The Onion. So I kind of...
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, like that.
Kind of style.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's a
very good one. Yeah.
That'd be good. Oh, I love reading The Onion articles. So good. So good.
But guys, something important. Would you like a quiz?
Yes.
No.
What?
Oh, okay, well, just me then.
Yes.
I win.
I mean, yes. That's how this works.
Okay, let's hear your buzzers.
I've got a...
Hey.
Oh, was that... Is that Delia? I didn't hear her initially.
It's Delia. It is Delia.
Lovely.
I promise.
Robin, how about you?
I've got one I haven't used in a while, but I'm sad I've only just resurrected it. If it plays.
Is there anyone here that wants to make contact?
Yes.
If anyone is in these woods, show yourselves.
From the golden days.
Wants to make contact. Is there anyone?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I think the scores are... Robin's on 4 wins, Martin's on 3, I believe.
Really? Oh, I thought we're all level pegged at the moment.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, Alex, you're in the lead.
Yeah, I think I'm on 5, yeah. So
we would have been level pegging if I'd won last week. But alas, I failed miserably.
Alex got 5, gosh.
And we've only got 5 episodes left after this episode. So
and then
I think
the trophy.
You're going to need to win this one, Martin, if you want to hang on to that trophy.
I think so.
Well... used trophy that the audience loves to see every single podcast episode. Yeah.
You're either going to have to find it, Martin, or you're going to have to reimburse us for it.
So last, I'm 70% sure it's in the cupboard.
Oh,
it's gradually going down. I'm sure I am.
50-50, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ashamed of it, Martin? Are you ashamed of your
awesome trophy? I mean, I know, I like it. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's really good. And actually, it's well made. It's actually got an interior that is metallic that holds the heat well. If people don't know, it's a drinking vessel. Orson Welles' drinking vessel is our trophy.
Mm.
Of course, you won't know because no one's really ever seen it. Anyway.
I think it was on one podcast once. Yeah.
It was one, yeah. I will go and grab it. Not right now. I'll grab it in a bit. I'll grab it next week. Next week, I promise you, it'll be there.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, when I win, I'll have it on every stream. So anyway, okay. So this live quiz is a bit different than a regular quiz. Okay, so neither of you can look at the stream because everyone in the comments, you are also playing the quiz. So I think how did I do this last time? I was making a note of everyone that
was it the first
took,
three
took
people.
That was it.
Did you get
more,
it right?
Because there's more people this time.
The first three people that guess the answer can get a point. So it's up to you. You've got to try and take down Robin and Martin. Okay, are you ready for question one?
Okay.
Make sure you're not looking at the screen.
Nope, it's shut off.
I'm looking into your eyes, Alex, into your eyes. Not around them.
Okay, question number one. How many teeth does an adult human have? I think that was Martin. Yeah.
That was Martin.
That would be the average. It would be it's 7777. So that would make 28.
Oh.
It is not 28. That's not the answer I've got.
I thought it was 32.
It is 32.
32?
Yes.
32 is the answer. Nice. I don't know.
I must have less teeth.
You seem
this
confident.
777 thing? Is that front, side, side?
I've got 28.
Oh. All right.
How many teeth have you got?
You haven't got enough, Martin.
Yeah. All right, let's
that makes maybe you got exceptional. You are not an
maybe
average
it also
human.
Counts wisdom
you
teeth.
Underestimate yourself.
It, do you have wisdom teeth, Martin?
I've got one. One, right, top okay. left.
Hmm. Anyway, the comments, there were three people. Well, actually, there were quite a few people that got that one. Five in very quick succession. But I can only accept the first three, I'm afraid, because, and the rule for this was because we're a bit worried that people are going to like copy other ones' answers. So I'm only accepting the first three. So I'm very sorry, Angelos, and I'm very sorry, Manic, Kodamos. You got the right answer, but you just missed it. So X Randy Mama 3X. Well done. You are on the leaderboard with one point.
We can't just do that question and not ask everyone how many teeth they got.
Okay, yeah. Let us know in the chat how many teeth do you have.
A busy bee also gets a point. Good job. And Spiffing also got 32, so you also get a point as well.
Nice.
30, that's interesting. I guess two wisdom teeth then.
Okay.
That's
Oh, you're back on the chat, are you? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just having a quick look at what people are saying.
You're back on the chat, Martin. You're cheating.
I'm having a look at the chat to see how many teeth people have, Alex, so I can engage with the audience at home, unlike you, who's literally just bulldozing along with the quiz.
We've asked a question, and people are counting their teeth.
People are counting their teeth as we speak.
You're on minus one now.
I'm not on minus one.
Okay, question.
Peaceward has 24. So.
All right. Wow.
I mean, how many do you need, really? You don't need them all, do you?
Well, but you guys have to count. Surely you've got to count your teeth. Come on. Come on now.
I don't know
where
they begin and end.
This is going to make for interesting podcasting.
They're the same shape down the sides. I don't know.
Mm. Count them with your tongue.
I don't know.
I don't think that's going to make for interesting listening. I'll count them afterwards, and I'll let you
next
all know.
Question,
that's
maybe.
Ridiculous. That's just because you're scared. You're so scared that it'll be 28.
Okay.
I'm off the screen now.
Okay. Question number two.
Okay.
What is the largest bird of prey in the world?
If anyone is in these
I think I heard Delia, but I've got to be honest, Martin. It's kind of fading in and out.
Is it a little bit off? Okay, I'll hold it closer to the speaker. Maybe
it might be like cutting out or something. I don't know if it's Zoom. But I think
did you say the largest, not the fastest?
The largest bird of prey in the world.
Oh, it's not going to be, is it? Now I was going to say golden eagle. Yeah, golden eagle. Why not?
It is not the golden eagle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good because I was going to say the bald eagle.
It's not the bald eagle either. There is someone in the comments who has got it. Someone in the comments has it.
Golden eagle.
I don't know enough types of eagle.
What's smaller? The peregrine falcon is the fastest, isn't it?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hmm.
What kind of eagles are there?
Eagle, bald eagle.
Got a good clue
golden
on this
eagle.
One.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Spiffing says pigeon. No, it's not pigeon. Largest bird
what do you mean,
of prey.
What do you mean?
Could be the pigeon eagle.
What do you say? You got a good clue? What was that?
Give us a clue.
So
you say you've got a good clue. I thought you said you've given us a good clue. Okay.
I'm not confident on my clue.
Could be wrong.
It features in the name of a very old spy film. I want to say spy film.
Show yourselves.
Robin.
The condor?
I'll give it to you. It's the Andean condor.
Andean condor.
Yes.
No,
I wouldn't have guessed Andean, I have to confess.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I would have accepted just condor.
Thank you.
That's fine. So that's 2-0 to Robin, and Manic Kodamos also got the point. Well done.
Did Kodamos say Andean Condor? Or just
he
Condor?
Said Andean Condor, so oh, actually he did better than it. You. So nailed I'm going to give him 1.5 points for that.
Fair enough.
So, very good.
So far on the podcast, Robin is in first place with 2 points, and Manic Kodamos is in second place with 1.5. Oh, everything goes out the window on the live podcast, don't they? 1.5. We've put decimal places in here. That's insane. So, well done. Okay, shall we move on to question number three?
Yeah.
Okay, question number three. Sofia is the capital of which country?
Oh, I can't buzz.
Is Dick Turpin here?
No, when are we
Dick Turpin in these woods?
I'm so sorry, Robin.
It's all right, no. Go for it.
What?
No, Robin, you buzzed.
Oh, you said I'm so sorry, Robin. I thought you meant...
Oh, sorry. I meant Martin.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm so sorry, Robin.
I've been there.
So I'm actually stalling because I didn't Alex and I buzzed in without actually knowing the answer. So I know it's in Eastern Europe.
Five.
It begins...
Four.
It's not no, Turkey.
Three.
He knows it.
Two.
That's it. It's done.
Bulgaria?
Come on.
Can I have
come
is that
on.
Right? Is that right?
Yes, it's right.
Yes. It is right.
I was gonna say what Bolivia, but that's South America, isn't it?
So ridiculous.
In the chat, let me know. Sorry. Do you think Robin deserves that point, or do you think I should have moved on quicker? Because my moderation
down
I did count
five,
down
and then
you did count down and I was I thought you like I could answer after the countdown. I don't mind being not getting that point because
I'm
going to
give you the point.
It was a guess.
But I don't want you to feel good about it.
Buzzer doesn't work, and then countdown goes.
Yeah.
How about if I give you both the point because I know that you knew it, Martin.
I thought he buzzed first, so yeah, I'm happy for him to.
No, what I did is I pressed the screen, and it came there. It's done it again. It just came up with my notifications instead of.
This is what happens, Martin, when you. Get Alex Jones from the Super Show's old crappy phone.
No. That one broke. I smashed the screen by mistake.
Oh. Told you. This is what happens. His phone breaks and you get another crappy phone to replace it.
Yeah.
It's all a consequence of that one bad decision to trust Alex Jones from the Super Show podcast. Otherwise, you can go and listen to that podcast and it's great.
So Spiffing says that you both deserve 0.5 each. And I agree.
Okay. So we're going with that then.
And Peaswad says that I've opened the door for the decimal places now, so the 0.5.
That's true, there's no game back.
Can we
no
say only back. On the live podcast, right?
Yeah. Pandora's box has been opened on the live podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 4.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you call a group of jellyfish?
Ooh.
Here that wants to make contact. If anyone is in these woods, show yourselves.
Go on then, Robin.
We get a school of fish, so I'm going to go with a sting of jellyfish.
That's a great, great guess, but sadly, that is incorrect.
No.
Mm.
I also just want to say apologies because I didn't do the audience score from the last question, but I will do at the end of this one. So I'll go back and fix it up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ooh, what could it be? Could it be something that doesn't sound like it should be for an underwater group of animals? What about something like crazy, like a... What about a herd?
It's a good guess. It's not a herd.
Schools, school's a good shout, but school of jellyfish.
I can give you a clue if you'd like.
I would not be school. Very happy with a clue.
Yes. Yeah.
Think... Flowers. Martin.
A bloom.
It is bloom. It's a bloom of jellyfish. Very good. Very good.
How did you? You must have known that, Martin, already, right?
No.
Bloom is not the first word I think of when I think of flowers.
Well, I was thinking. The first thing I thought was leaf, and I was like,
yeah.
A leaf, a petal of bloom sounds more.
I thought of stem, and I was like, no, not stem, petal. Yeah, Bloom.
Did anyone get it?
There were some good guesses in the comments, but I don't think anyone actually got it. There was Manic said a smack, a trifle was a busy bee. Peaswood said a gang.
Gang, that's a good one. That's
Spiffing said hive. Angelos said squad. There's some good guesses.
Squad.
But
wasn't there
Mary
a
Martin,
Pokemon?
The only one that got...
There was a jellyfish style Pokemon. Was that called something squad? As in a play on squid, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember now.
There's a tentacle one.
Tentacle. Yeah, okay.
That one, possibly.
Yeah.
Martin is on 1.5, Robin's on 2.5, and the previous comments, I awarded a point to, for the Bulgaria question, a busy bee got Bulgaria right, Manic Kodamos got Bulgaria, and Spiffing. So they are all on 2 points, but Manic is on 2.5 points now.
Ooh.
Here we go.
So
Manic's going to win.
Okay, so question number 5.
Okay.
What is Japanese sake made from? Martin, are you buzzing? I can kind of hear Delia.
Isn't it rice? It's rice wine.
It is rice, yes. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well done, and well done to everyone in the comments seem to get it.
Ah, nice.
So, Martin, well done. You are now drawing with Robin. So, Scotty700 says wave rice.
Wave rice.
I'm guessing that's just a typo because you've now said whoops. So I think I'll give that to you. Wave rice. So Scotty gets a point.
Wave rice.
A busy bee gets a point, and Manic gets a point. But well done to everyone. I kind of feel bad limiting it to the first three, but
yeah,
I know it's frustrating. But you got to get in there as quick as you can. So busy bees on 3. There are some people beating you guys.
Yeah, there must be now.
Manic is on 3.5, an entire point ahead of you.
Yeah.
And Spiffing is also... No, Spiffing's still on 2. So it was Scotty who has entered the game.
Ooh.
On 1.
Well deserved.
Okay, so...
Cool.
So what question are we on now?
We are now on question number 6.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 6. How old do you have to be to stand for US president?
Tapping in the whoopies, woods.
I did hear Delia then.
Yeah,
that
was
just deep. About.
It's fast on this buzzer, man.
Go on then, Martin.
Is it... I've got two things in my mind. I'm going to say 45.
It's not 45.
This isn't the closest wins, is it?
It's not closest wins. I want an actual the proper answer.
I was thinking 35, but it might make more sense that it's 30.
So you're guessing 30?
I'm going 30.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid.
To stand for president?
To stand for president, yes.
I thought it was... So 45 is the first one I went for, and then I thought it was an odd one. Weirdly, I had 38 in my mind for some reason. 38.
So did I. So maybe it is 38. But that is
38. So I'm going to go 38.
It's not 38. No, there are some people in the chat who have got it.
I'll go with my initial suspicion, 35. Then
it is 35. Yes.
Well done.
You guessed it correctly the first time, but you went
second guessed myself.
Answer.
Yeah, because I had a moment of doubt. Like 35 is actually quite old, considering the average lifespan when America was founded. Right? You know, I thought that's. That seems a bit excessive.
That's very
old.
True.
But I mean, yeah. But 45 might be the youngest president, Martin. Was that? And was that Obama? Was he the youngest?
Obama, wasn't it?
Or maybe
was
it was JFK
Obama
43.
I thought it was JFK.
Might be JFK at 43,
was it?
Actually. Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong. In the chat, Scotty, well done. You were the first to get 35, so you're on 2 points. Ex-Randy Mum also got another point, so you're now on 2. And Vandalus was the next person to get it right on 35, so you have also entered the game, Vandalus, with 1 point.
Is that Randy Mom as in random mother or Randy Mom is in feeling a bit frisky tonight.
Please, I think it's Randy Mom.
Yeah, you'll have to ask. Yeah.
I think it's the latter.
Well, I'm asking.
Let us know.
Youngest president, Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, right. Oh, how old? 42 years,
3,322 days. Obama's down in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth.
All right, fifth.
He's actually JFK was apparently the youngest to be voted into office, because Theodore Roosevelt apparently assumed office, and then then Bill Clinton, Ulysses S. Grant, and then Obama.
Wow. Right. Okay. A lot of Democrats there. They like the young ones.
Yeah.
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 Randy Mom says that her name is Randy and she's a mum of three. So. Get out of here with that filthy mind, Robin.
Yeah, absolutely. Go straight
to that. You don't get three children by chance. I'm just going to assume that.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Randy. Let's move on.
Thanks for answering the question.
What do you all think of that rule, actually? Do you think that's fair that you have to be 35 to stand for president? What if, like, a very inspirational person with amazing ideas ran at 29 or 34 even? Do you think that's I wonder how it would actually play out.
I feel like for Democrats at least, the good example might be someone like Ocasio-Cortez. You know, if she were to run for president, if the rules allowed her, would people be in favor of that? So on the Republican end, I guess Matt Gaetz. No, he's old enough already, isn't he?
I mean, that's actually...
Yeah. I'm not sure he'd be running for president anytime soon.
Yeah.
I was joking about that. I don't know any young Republicans. That's the problem.
It's an interesting one. Maybe we'll discuss it in like a Patreon exclusive or something. I don't know. A Busy Bee says it's discriminatory. Vandala says it feels a bit archaic. And yeah. Yeah, I think I agree. Yeah. It feels a bit unnecessary, to be honest.
Yeah, it feels a bit pointless. Yeah,
but I mean, maybe if we got rid of it, it would lead to like Jake Paul becoming president or something mad. Who knows?
No, that's true.
Okay, question number 7. Robin, you are still in the lead with 3.5, I believe.
Okay. It's close.
Who got that point, actually?
It was
you, Robin, yeah.
Yeah, we were tying before then, right? Yeah.
So yes, through, okay, yeah. good. Cool. For you.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 7.
Yeah.
Which is the only venomous snake native to the UK?
Oh.
To make contact.
I actually heard Robin first.
Yes. It's the adder.
It is the adder, yes.
No.
Yes. So, well done, Robin. 4.5.
Thank you.
And there were a few people in the chat that got it, but you were in there so quickly, there's a few that I can't accept.
Oh.
A Busy Bee was straight in there first before you even said anything with Adder.
Nice.
So
yep.
You are now on 4 points, A Busy Bee. What happens if the chat wins? We haven't thought this through. I don't think you get the win if either of you get a win.
What? I mean, what we realised last time
that helps
was
you,
that,
Alex.
the quiz and the chat is the parameters of how it's scored are different.
Yeah.
If it's the top three, then sometimes it'll work in your favour, but sometimes it won't.
That's true. There'll be people who've got it right, but their chat comment came through a little bit late. Yeah.
Adder. If I was in the chat, I would have probably got a point for that. I'm a fast typer, and I was bang on it. Mm.
Also, and Martin and I have to buzz, don't we, Martin? So there's always a slight delay there.
It's true.
But you guys always get a guess, though.
We always get.
I'm trying to find excuses.
But then it's but that's it, isn't it? It's give and take here and there. So it's almost. Unfortunately, there's no way it can be an exact comparison.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, it is. Maybe we'll find a fairer way of doing it in the future.
Well, I think we should have a leaderboard for people in the chat.
I think that would be a great idea.
That's a
really
cool idea. Let's do that. Yeah.
Then you have to come back each week.
But just to summarize for this one, A Busy Bee, you got a point, so you're now on 4 points. Scotty was also there, so you're now on 4 points, or no, sorry, 3 points. And I think Vandalus, you did get it, but I think Robin said the answer first. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. So
yeah,
you're on 2 points. Because I don't know, it was a bit of a grey area, that one.
Hmm.
Yeah. So well done. Well done, everyone. Question number 8. Okay. What is the proper term for your funny bone?
Show yourself!
Oh, my God, Robin. Oh.
Yeah. It's
that would be what?
What?
You kidding?
I didn't hear your buzzer, Martin.
No. I didn't hear buzzer at all. Yeah.
Did anyone in the chat hear it? Like literally, I was about five seconds. I was a good second or two.
Really?
First, definitely, 100%.
Oh,
I think there's a problem with your buzzer, Martin. Maybe it's your Zoom. Has your Zoom got the thing that was going wrong with Discord? You know,
maybe. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Well. It cuts in and out. It's the problem that we had with Discord. Yeah. Technical issues.
Yeah. I mean, if
technical
this wasn't
issues.
Live, I would, you know, we'd sort it out, wouldn't we? Go for it,
sorry,
Robin.
Martin.
Are you sure?
If you didn't, hear my buzzer.
How about this? Actually, you both say your answer at the exact same time.
Okay, count us down.
Okay, and this is for 0.5 of a point, just so it goes back to.
Yeah, if we're tying it, then. Yeah.
Okay, so the question is. What's the proper term for your funny bone? 3, 2, 1.
Humorous.
Okay, fine. You both get a half a point for that. So well done.
I think we just managed to sap all joy out of that out of that pun. You know, out of that humorous. Rare medical pun. You know.
Humorous. Yeah.
Well done. So that is Robin's on 5, Martin's on 3. Things look normal. Let's put the 0.5s behind us. That never happened. So who got it in the chat? The first person to get it was Camera Shy Coco with humorous.
It's Dictum.
Sorry.
Well done.
Okay, let me just type that out. Camera Shy is on 1, has entered the game. Well done. Angelos says... plus humazris. I'm not sure if I can accept that. I think it might be a typo, but I'm not sure. Brian Jenkins says humorous as well. Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian. Hey, Brian.
So Brian Jenkins is on 1. And the next one was A Busy Bee with humorous.
God, Busy Bee straight in there.
Boom.
So on 5. Although, if, I don't know, I mean, Angelos could have got it. I'm not sure if that was a typo. But we shall see. Okay, so A Busy Bee is now on 5. And I think they are in the lead in the comments. And they're drawing with you, Robin. So.
Yeah. Well, the day had to come.
But Martin, you can still bring this back. There's 2 questions left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Will and all. Although, he always does this.
If you can't hear my buzzer, it'll be very difficult.
Oh, actually, A Busy Bee is being honest. They said they can't take that. They saw the other comments. That's very honest of you. So thank you.
That is honest.
But is that just a technicality? Or did you actually know the answer? Or did you? Very, very honest.
And Angelos did say in the comments that they were spelling humorous. So, okay, that worked out. So I'm going to give the point to Angelos, and Busy Bee's still on 4.
Okay. Okay.
Okey-dokey.
That works out.
All right, then.
I mean, what are we going to do if this podcast ever gets more popular? We're going to need some moderation to go through these comments.
Yeah, we need to.
This is going to get really hard.
Help us out
it?
With this.
Okay,
that's what she said.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Don't.
If you're going to say it,
that's what we have to deal with.
Okay. Question number 9. Okay. I don't know if this needs to be a closest wins. For me, this would definitely need to be a closest wins, but I don't know how clued up
should we?
Well, it depends on the question, doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay, question number 9. Okay. Which year was the Premier League founded?
Oh.
Ooh.
Turpin here? Is Dick Turpin in these woods?
I did hear Robin first, Martin, but I'm sorry if you were buzzing before.
That's all right, that's right.
And we're not doing closest wins.
No, I wasn't. Are we doing closest wins or not?
What do you think?
I don't know the exact.
I mean, I have no idea about football, so
okay.
I'm going to guess.
Let's go closest wins.
Okay, good, because I can go with my guess of 1898.
What?
That's probably too early, isn't it?
1898.
It's like the ninth Premier League. Premier League
yeah.
is like 1994 or something.
I'm only a century off.
Martin is very close. Robin, I'm tempted to deduct a point for that.
It might be 96, maybe.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to. But it was 1992, so very close, Martin.
Okay.
So, well done. So, 5-4. This is very close.
Oh, he's going to do it.
Let's go to the comments. How did we do? So, 1992. Manic Kodamos.
Oh, yeah, straight in there with 92.
Got 1992. So, you are now on 4.5, and you have taken the lead in the chat. And I think you were the only one to actually get it. So, well done. Although, if we're going for closest wins on that one, maybe I can award
1993.
Maybe I can award some closer ones. So 1993.
Said 94, then 93.
I'll give that to Spiffing. You were very close, Spiffing. And 1994. 1995, A Busy Bee. I'll give you that one as well. That was very close. And I think those were the closest ones.
Okay.
So A Busy Bee is actually on 5. So
tying with me again.
Tying. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Question number 10.
Oh.
Final question. Phoebe Dynevor plays Daphne in which Netflix series, which became the most watched series on the platform in 2021? And I heard Delia for it, Martin.
The Queen's Gambit.
It is not the Queen's Gambit.
I didn't know what it was.
I've got it.
Is Dick Turpin in these woods?
Go on, Robin.
Put my phone down because I thought he had it. That was Bridgerton.
It's Bridgerton, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done. Okay. Well done, Robin. And congratulations on your win.
So did you know that, Martin? Or did you?
No, I don't know.
Really?
I just had to get in there early just before the...
That was a good guess, actually. I totally forgot about the Queen's Gambit. Yeah, I'm surprised Bridgerton did better than Queen's Gambit, actually. That was hugely popular.
Yeah.
Never seen Bridgerton. Angelos in the chat guessed Buffy, which that would have been an absolute curveball, wouldn't it?
2021, new Buffy.
Yeah, it would have been. It'll happen one day. It'll get rebooted. Yeah.
Maybe someday. So
I guess it could do. Yeah.
Robin, you have won the quiz. Well done.
Thank you. Beat everyone
in the comments.
Through your kind tolerance and generosity, Martin and Alex. Thank you.
But, Angelos said they meant Sabrina, which, there was a Netflix series of Sabrina recently.
Right. Yeah,
that's true.
In the comments, I'd like to congratulate A Busy Bee. Well done on your five points.
Busy Bee, 5 points. Ooh, well done.
Very good.
I'm glad we managed to retain a win in channel.
I'd also like to congratulate Manic Kodamos on 4.5 points, so very closely following.
Congratulations.
Very good.
And then Spiffing on 3 points, Scotty on 3 points. And then I'd just like to thank everyone else for taking part. Randy Mum got 2 points. Vandalus was on 2. And then there was a few people on 1. So well done. I'm going to keep these scores and I'm going to make a leaderboard for next time we do one of these live podcasts. But
good idea.
Yeah. Would you guys like the bonus question?
Yeah.
Yes. And thank you to everyone for being kindly and congratulating me, particularly ARG89. Thank you.
Mr. Castration. I'm going to call you Mr. Castration from now on, Robin.
I'd like to say I haven't earned it, but probably have.
After weeks and weeks and weeks
of
digging down that castration well for more castration facts.
Yeah, if you bring it up long enough, it'll stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bonus question. Very true.
Bonus question.
Okay. What percentage of the internet's websites are of a sexual nature?
Ooh, I don't know this.
What percentage of internet's websites?
Is Dick Turpin here?
I'll say this is closest wins as well.
Dick Turpin in these woods? Show yourself! Yeah.
Go on then, Robin. You don't have to play the whole thing.
But it's so good. Percentage, right? So, percentage, of a sexual nature. Are we including the dark web as well?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It could just be public facing.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to assume it's the dark web as well, in which case it's going to be the majority, I think, right? I'm going to go with 55%.
Okay.
Oh, man, the fact that this question exists suggests that it's going to be quite a high number. But 55%?
Too high.
I mean, I imagine there's a lot of like spam shit out there.
But are we including sex help websites? You know, people with health conditions, ooh, people with sexual nature?
I'm going to go less. I'm going to go for 25%.
Well, I'm afraid, Martin, that Robin is closest, and he is actually very close. The actual answer is 60%.
What?
60% of the web is of sexual nature. People are addicted to it. People are, you know, they say that, don't
60%?
They?
60%.
Yeah. Anytime something new is invented, people find a way to turn it into porn.
You know, we need an extra 9% just to make that statistic really work.
Yeah.
Bump it up to 69.
In fact, I'm disappointed that I didn't guess 69% now that I think about it. That would have, I should have done
really
that.
We should have, would have been right on point with you. Yeah. Perfect.
And I think there was only one person in the comments who got that totally spot
got it.
On.
Bang on.
And it was Angelos. Well done.
Wow.
60.
Well done.
Oh, fantastic.
How do you know that? Or were you just...
I've been on every single one.
Oh, nice. They also said it's so hard to get the questions in early, but it's the best fun since the last one, referring to the quiz.
You.
So thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, if there's a better way that you guys can think of that we can integrate you into the quiz, I'm all ears, because I mean, if the podcast does get any more popular than that, then this is going to be a bit problematic.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself, Alex. But we'd love to integrate you more smoothly, and thank you for a good quiz, Alex.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're welcome. Congratulations, Robin. You are now tied with me, I believe.
Ooh, it's going to be close.
Far on 5 wins.
Blimey, I'm lagging. I'm going to get the trophy polished for you guys. Get it ready. Get it prepared.
find
it first.
Quickly buy a new sculpt. Engrave my name into the side of it. Awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you everyone for watching this one. I hope you found the podcast interesting, and we'll try and do this a bit more regularly, like this live podcast. I really enjoy them. And I hope you all do at home as well. If you didn't catch this whole podcast, we're going to upload the whole thing onto YouTube anyway, so you can give it a watch then. And of course, it'll be on your podcasting platforms of your choice if you wanted to watch this at a later date or listen to it rather.
Indeed. And do follow us. If you haven't followed us already and you want to join us again and want to be notified as to when we're live, then please do follow us.
Yeah, give us a follow. I think there's nothing else we need to say, is there? Nothing?
No,
I don't think so.
Just thanks for watching.
If people want to see more, they can head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/justinteresting, if you fancy supporting us. Other than that,
we've also got like 40, 50 a little more interesting episodes up on there already now. So if you wanted to binge our back catalogue, there's plenty over on our Patreon to get stuck into. But with that all said and done, let's see you later, guys. And we hope you have a lovely week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Yeah,
cool.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.